Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NYM South Fast Break Show. We do this show every Monday night at 9:30 Pacific time. If you cannot listen live, you certainly go and go to our podcast, as many of you do. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to the search engine and punch in the NWAC South Fast Break Show. You'll get every single show that we have ever done, and we've done a lot of these shows. This is into our third year, pretty terrific. We talked to four great coaches, four great human beings on this show, and it is a lot of fun. It is fast-moving, just like all these guys on this show love to play a fast-paced basketball game. This show is fast-moving. I am Gregory Crawford. I host this show each week, and you can follow me on Twitter, where you'll get a lot of information, a lot of retweets, a lot of basketball stuff, at WC Hoops. But let's get the show rolling, as we do every week, with the outstanding men's basketball coach of Southwestern Oregon Community College, Trevor Opp. Trevor, how you doing? And we dodged a bullet with all these storms.
Hey, I'm doing great, Greg. Thanks. And no doubt it got a little windy down here, a little rainy, but nothing too crazy like they predicted. So glad we made it through it.
And I guess we need to send out some prayers to the people at Manzanita. They did get hit hard by a freak tornado. What a great community that is, with great people. I know many people have visited there, lived there, and we wish them the best in their recovery. And I know they're tough West Coasters.
Yeah, tough people there, and you know they'll rebuild and handle the stuff that happened there, but that was kind of scary.
Very much so. Hey, Trevor, opening day today. Official practices, now that you had a little time to reflect on it, how did it go and what pleased you?
Oh, man, it was just great. There's something different about actually putting on practice gear, and it kind of feels more like a real practice. And our guys just brought great energy, and you know, we were just really happy with the way they were responded, with just great energy and just kind of flying around the court. You know, still a ways to go. The ball was flying around the court too on offense, which isn't always a good thing, but the defenders were flying around, and guys are trying to get, you know, they're trying to learn what it takes to play at the college level with so many new guys that we have. So they're attentive, they're listening, and they're working hard. And so that's a good thing, and that's an exciting thing, because we head down to OIT this Saturday. So we already have our first scrimmage, and we always say it's the toughest game of the year. It's the best opponent we're going to play all year and at OIT. And so we're excited to head down there and see how we do against somebody else.
Yeah, and you'll be facing somebody that you there's going to be someone missing on that sideline.
No doubt. That will be kind of weird without Coach Miles there. And actually, I just talked to Coach Justin Purnell tonight, and he's a great guy, and he's doing a great job. And so I don't know if they're going to miss a beat. I know he's got a young team also, but he's really excited about his team too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, let me ask you a question, Trevor. One of the things we've talked about over the years on the show, your young guys, the speed change from high school to the NWAC, incredible.
Oh, yeah. And with that being said, you know, we talk about playing fast and all that stuff, and sometimes they need to slow down their minds, because a lot of times, especially in this first scrimmage, there's going to be lots of travels, you know, lots of missed passes, just because they're going so fast and their mind can't keep up with them.
Yeah, and, you know, we've talked about the mind also, the mental aspect of sports. Basketball, as fast-paced as it is, you still got to be mentally tough to play it.
Yeah, there's not many breaks. It's not like football. You're not going to run a play and then go back and get in a huddle. I mean, basketball is fast paced and we're going, we're starting, we're stopping, and hey, you make a mistake, you gotta flush it out and keep playing and keep going quick. If you do something good, you don't got time to celebrate with that. You got to keep playing. And so that's an important, part that they need to learn also, being able to play through a mistake, being able to play when things are good. And just like we said, that speed, and whether it's the pace of the game or the pace of their mind.
Trevor, what formulated your ideas on how to play fast? Because the kids love it, the fans love it, and it's an exciting brand of basketball.
It was years ago, and a lot of that played into it. And I thought, that's the way players like to play. And really, that's how I kind of played as a player. And, I just kind of just made the commitment to go full bore into, hey, we're going to play really fast. And I think just commit to that type of basketball. But it was a bunch of things, but I thought it would help with recruiting. I thought it could help us get good players. I thought it was a fun way to play. Yeah, exciting. And so all of that kind of played into it.
And, I think there's a little bit of misnomer when teams have a high scoring average. Well, the best example is Duke. They play about as good a defense as anybody in the country. You still can play great defense and score a lot of points.
Yeah, the old thing, the points per game per defense, that's probably not the best stat to look at. It's more shooting percentage and what shooting percentage are you giving up defensively? How many turnovers are you forcing? So, yeah, you got to be a good defensive team to play fast because it – you can play fast, taking the ball out of the net and fast breaking against somebody, but it's a lot harder. It's a lot better when you're making stops and contesting shots and rebounding the basketball. That's when you can really get out and play fast. So that's an important thing to think about.
Trevor, what needs to get better before you head to OIT this weekend?
Oh, wow. I think going back to defense, just the level of commitment and the understanding that defense is multiple efforts. We might be able to get a help but then we got to recover to our man, or we might be able to guard the ball, but when the ball's passed, okay, you can't relax. You got to keep playing and be a helper then. And so I think just understanding how defense is multiple efforts, and getting our guys to understand that and buy into that and understand just how hard they have to play at that defensive end of the court.
Very good job for usual leading us off, and I really appreciate it, Trevor. Have a great time down at OIT, and we'll talk to you and get a little lowdown on that next Monday night.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, Greg. We'll talk to you later.
You betcha. That's Trevor Hopp, the outstanding men's coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College in beautiful Coos Bay, Oregon. We're going to go a little out of order tonight, and I know he's always ready to go. We're going to go to Tony Broaddus in Portland, Oregon, the wonderful coach at Portland Community College, where he's won an NWAC championship, and prior to that, won a state title at the Grant Generals. Tony, how you doing tonight?
Hey, doing good. How you doing?
Thanks for going a little bit out of order. Doing great. You and I are big PIL guys. The 100th anniversary of Cleveland High School was celebrated last weekend. That's quite an accomplishment.
It is. And I've got a lot of love for Cleveland High. Some good friends that went there, including my good buddy Robert Key, who coached there for a long time, and Jerry Campbell, my mentor coach, who's from Cleveland High. So congratulations, Cleveland, for that 100-year anniversary.
Yeah, absolutely. It was one of my favorite experiences in my entire life, and I loved it. Hey, Tony, we can jump up and down, you and I, together, and have a good time, because officially practices here. The season is rolling.
It is. We're started. Today was our official first day, and we got some good things done, laid down some groundwork and some rules, and the guys are excited. So we're just everybody understands how hard they have to play and have to practice, and they, you know, they can compete at the to the fullest, but at the same time, there can be no fist fights. You know, maybe a little scuffle or two, because that happens when guys are really competing. But we can't be fighting out there, you know, no matter how physical it gets. Just laying down those kind of rules, and today was a good day.
You remember I gave you that mantra, and you loved it, of the description of Tony Broaddus as a basketball coach, no nonsense with compassion.
There you go. There,
hey, Tony,
I like that description.
Please. Yeah, I do, too. I think it fits you to a T. I like it a lot. I'm going to use it all the time. Tony, what's pleased you so far? And today you just officially started practice. You've been able to work out a little bit before that. What's been pleasing to you?
Well, you know, I like the willingness for this group that I have to learn and to be taught. You know, it's we've got some guys from I got three guys from Jefferson High School who won two state championships while they were there, and I've got some guys who were all league last year or second team all league. So they you would think that sometimes those kind of kids are they know everything, but this is a group that they're listening, and they're even though we're working on the basics of the basic, they had a good attitude and. And I'm excited about coaching them. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, we're speaking to Tony Broaddus now. We went a little out of order tonight, but that's great. We still get everybody in. Coach Chavko will be up next. Tony, what lies ahead? Do you ever on the weekends do a double practice, or do you like to keep your practices to one per day?
Oh, one per day. One per day, yeah. I remember those old days, the daily doubles of football. I've been through those. And, you know, it's funny. I've been blessed to have a couple of guys that I coached that are now playing overseas, like Mike James, Dominic Waters, Mike Moser. And they talk about the fact that they have daily doubles a lot of times. And then also complain about the fact that they'll practice all week for one game a week a lot of times, you know, so I'm not into that style, but I tell my guys all the time about when that becomes your job, when basketball is your job, then you'd be surprised at how often you have to practice and the things you have to do. But the bottom line is you're getting paid to play the great game of basketball or any sport if you're a professional, and you can't beat that no matter how many times you got to practice a day.
Tony, the NWAC league season, I believe, for most people starts on January 4th. What's different about a practice on October 18th as compared to January 3rd, or is there any difference?
Oh, yeah, there's a major difference. And, you know, when you're at that point, you're working on your game plan, specific game plan for that team that you're going to play. You're fine-tuning, you know, situations a little bit more, whereas right now you're just trying to put in the basics of what you're going to be about and your specific call words that you're going to use and that each guy has to know what they mean. And you're just doing a lot more overall building of your team as opposed to preparing to play a specific game. Which is what we'll be doing come November 4th that time. I mean, still doing your basics and redoing your plays, but it's more focused on just getting a win and getting prepared to get that win that's coming as opposed to right now. We're just trying to get better and teach guys our system.
In conclusion, I know you're very excited about 16-17 season. In your own words, tell us about your thoughts about this upcoming season, how you feel, and how you want to progress.
Well, you know, I feel good coming in, but, you know, I think everyone does at this time. Everybody's looking at their guys and thinking this could be that year, you know, and we feel good. But, you know, it's always funny. You look at your guys and you think, yeah, we got everything, and then you see another team and you go, oh, okay, I guess, you know, they've got good big guys and they've got good players too. So we're just, you know, moving along. We're going to take our time. You know, before you know it, games will be here, and then the crossover tournaments will be here. So we're taking our time as much as we can, but we also realize that we have North Idaho coming to our place on November 17th. And then the next night we'll play another blockbuster, maybe Utah, Snow out of Utah, or Green River out of Washington. So we've got to move fast, but at the same time, we've got to take our time in terms of building the right way and setting the right foundation.
Great job tonight, Tony. A lot of good information. We'll talk to you again next Monday night. Have a great week of practice this week.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate you having me on. Have a great week.
Thank you very much. That's Tony Broaddus, the head men's coach of Portland Community College in Portland, Oregon. Now let's swing down to the beautiful city of Eugene, Oregon, and we will talk to Bruce Chavka, where basketball is king, going to be king, starting right now and the rest of the way in. Bruce, how you doing tonight at Lane Community College, and did you have a good opening official practice?
Yeah, it's always good. It was exciting. I'm doing well, and right now this great rainstorm we got going on is king here in Eugene, but it was fun to get on the official practice gear and, you know, get after it, and like Tony said, just teaching it up and see what happens.
Yeah, and I got, and I know Coach Hopp will like these. I've already been many times to Clackamas, many times to Portland Community College, but I have to get to Lane. I have to get to Southwestern Oregon, and I've got to make sure that you upgrade the hospitality room at the Dale Bates tournament. So those are three pretty good things.
Those are good things. Let's see if you can get in that Cadillac years and go on a little road trip. That'll be good for you.
It burns a lot of mileage.
Yeah.
Hey,
no
what
doubt,
are you pleased
no
about after today, Bruce? You're an expert coach. You always have good teams. Enthusiastic. What brought your enthusiasm out today?
Well, you know, it was the energy that the guys gave back to me and my assistant coach, Coach Hollingsworth. They were just fired up. They had big smiles on their faces and were excited to, you know, get the practice gear on and get going. And just the energy that they gave, you know, got me really fired up because they were really chomping at the bit, ready to go. And, you know, they were high energy, high enthusiasm, that kind of deal. So that was fun to be around them. And, you know, when old coaches like me say they love coaching these young kids because it keeps you young, that was one of those days today where it just the energy they were given was just, you know, off the charts, and it made me fired up and excited to be around them.
Did you scrimmage today at all?
You know, we did. We started, I think, about a week before school started. So I've been going at it a little bit, and we got some stuff in, and we did scrimmage. So we do a little scrimmage deal called Phoenix 76 pretty much every day where we get to scrimmage with the clock and that kind of thing. So, we got after it. But we also took time to teach and put in some new things and all that good stuff. So fighting for fundamentals, as we like to tell our guys. So did some fundamental work and then put in some new stuff and then, you know, went over some old stuff. So it was a good day.
I was just going to ask you, Bruce, is your style coaching practice, do you like to, obviously most coaches like to keep things moving, but do you stop and talk and stop everything, get everybody around you, or do you just keep moving the whole time?
You know, we do a little bit of both. I'm a whole part, whole guy. I like to throw, if we're putting in something new, I like to throw it all out there and just let us make a million mistakes and go 100 miles an hour and then break things down. I think, I'm a big believer in that we always got time to teach, you know, so if if there's a question or somebody's not sure, we'll pull that emergency brake and bring it to a grinding halt and make sure that we understand what we're trying to get done. So a little bit of both kind of thing, but I when we put something new in, I like to throw the whole thing in there and just, you know, let us puke all over ourselves and then clean it up and teach it up, that kind of thing. So so a little bit all over the map, I guess.
You know, Bruce, one thing that you and I both know is the NWAC is famous for many things in basketball, but it always has some great shooting, exciting three-pointers, a great style that fans love, players love. Coaches bemoan at times when they don't go in, but how's the shooting on your club this year? What, you going to have a good shooting team?
I think so. You know, that's going to be the heartbeat of our team is more our guard play kind of thing. And we return, Jacob Bigler, who he made 92 threes last year. So he'll be back, and we've added some new guys. So we're thinking that that's probably going to be something that we do well. It's funny how when we got together the week before school started, we were just, you know, throwing up lots of bricks, and maybe guys hadn't spent as much time, you know, in the gym as they should have, but just in probably this month that we've been together as a unit, you know, it's been fun to see certain guys start breaking out of their shooting slumps, that kind of thing, because we've spent so much time on shooting, at practice, and then we have times where guys come in and get shots up on their own in the gym. So it's starting to see, you could start to see coming around where guys are starting to find their rhythm back and that kind of thing. So that's been fun to see.
Have a great week of practice, Bruce, and we'll talk to you again next Monday night and explore more about the Lane Titan.
Thanks, my brother. Good chatting with you. Have a good week.
You betcha. Thank you. That's Bruce Chavka, the outstanding men's basketball coach at Lane Community College. Now let's swing down to, or actually we're going to swing up, I guess. I never was really good in geography, but we're going to talk to Brian Stamm in beautiful Oregon City, Oregon, and he is the associate head coach there, joins us every week. Brian, you've got quite a culture, tradition at Clackamas Community College. You officially started practice today. It's an exciting time of year.
It definitely is. You always love the fall for basketball season when the leaves start changing colors, and that first game is quickly approaching, and my ritual, throughout this month is to rewatch some of my favorite basketball movies, and you always got to watch Hoosiers the night before the first game.
Very good. About.
That broke up for one sec. Sorry, Greg.
What brought that about, you watching with that tradition there? How did that start?
Well, one of the things was, my dad was a junior high coach when I was growing up, and they would do a movie night at the beginning of their season and go over to one of the boys' houses or meet in the gym and, watch. It wasn't Hoosiers every year. It rotated, but Hoosiers is my all-time favorite movie. And I watching all those films like Blue Chips and Above the Rim, Glory Road, those types of movies just really get my juices going to get after it and play some games.
Now, Brian, are we going to stick with our plan? We're going to deviate one thing from basketball this year. We're going to put it together a 3-minute video, you and I, on how to put together a hospitality room. Then we're going to send it down to Chavka, correct?
Yes. Yeah, we got to get that done because, when I was at Lane, the hospitality room consisted of some sandwich meat and a loaf of bread. And then on top of that, I had to whip up, a couple of crock pot things to keep the coaches coming back.
Yeah, and we're going to have Bobby Flay on there, all the famous chefs, worldwide chefs that are on there, and so they'll be giving him tips on cooking tips. It ought to be pretty good. Hey, what pleased you about practice today, Brian, in your own words?
Not a lot changed, you know, because we've been going pretty hard. The biggest thing that changed for us was, you know, we got to go an extra half hour today, and we dropped the partition in the middle of our gym, and the girls started on one half, and we finished on the other half from that 4 to 4:30 timeline. But the thing that I'm just excited about with this group is they're eager to learn. And they really get after it and put in a lot of energy.
And, you know, to explain to our listeners that listen to the program, and we have many, that when you talk about energy, what's your definition of energy?
The first thing for me is enthusiasm. You know, I believe that that's one of the keys to life, that you can't live without enthusiasm and having a little bounce in your step and just a willingness to learn, a willingness to compete, get after it. And, you know, having that behind you it lifts everybody up around you as well. And so that energy, that excitement, and willingness to just get after it is the biggest thing about energy for me.
Do you and Coach Wagner talk much about the culture and tradition of Clackamas? How does that come into play? Because it certainly is rich and a tremendous history with all those banners hanging up there.
It really is. And, you know, the biggest thing is, like Coach Hopp and Coach Broadus and Coach Shafka have said, is, you know, a big part at this point in the season is building your culture. And our culture at Clackamas is based on our tradition and our history. And so getting the kids to understand what's come before them, and that, you know, to trust in the system and the coaches because it works, we have proven results. That is part of it, but that is also more stuff that, you know, we talk about in the recruiting process of why you want to be a part of this.
Right. In conclusion, you talked about enthusiasm. What drives you? People love you. Your peers talk glowingly of you, and you're always have that enthusiasm. What drives you? Because basketball is pretty much 24/7. It's a grind.
I don't consider it a grind, though, because it's something that I love and I'm passionate about. And for me, basketball is a tool that allows me to accomplish my bigger goal of helping kids and, you know, providing an opportunity for them to not only go to college, but to compete as a college athlete and then work towards and obtain an associate's degree and hopefully use that on the next step of working towards a bachelor's degree. And that's the biggest thing for me. And that motivation of just being able to help people and give back to them the stuff that I was given, you know, growing up from my parents, my coaches, to be able to give them those opportunities back is really what gives me energy and what I get enthusiastic about.
Great job tonight, Brian. Have a great week of practice, and we'll catch up with you soon. We'll talk to you again next Monday night.
Sounds good. Thanks, Greg. You too.
You betcha. That's Brian Stanley, the associate head coach at Clackamas Community College, Oregon City, Oregon. All our coaches are members of the NWAC. Great basketball. You got to get out there this year. Thank you, listeners. And don't forget to make all your free throws. Good night, everyone.